And I got to ask you, first of all, Chief Digital Evangelist, that's sort of a unique title, isn't it?
It's a pretty cool title, yes. I was a former Salesforce customer, and the company helped grow my company significantly, and had the privilege of joining Salesforce 10 years ago, conducting mostly research and helping our customers connect with our builders at Salesforce.
Well, this survey that you have out, it indicates that a lot of us might actually be more ready than we thought for AI.
Yes. Not surprising to some of us, but AI agents may be new, but our research shows consumers are interested in agents. Salesforce did a study of U.S. consumers. And what was interesting is we found four personas, each with unique interests in AI agents, and they included the smarty pants, the minimalist, the life hacker, and the tastemaker.
Well, first of all, when you say AI agent, exactly what do you mean by AI agent?
Great question, Tony. Many of us have heard or interacted with chatbots or copilots, but AI agents are much more intelligent, much more autonomous, and with greater reasoning capabilities. So think of AI agents like smart digital assistants that understand what you need and can actually complete tasks for you, like perhaps scheduling a meeting or booking a reservation.
Now, you mentioned those four different types of agents, and it looks like the majority were in the know-it-all category.
The smarty pants made up 43% of the consumers, and that was the number one category. These are people who want agents to help them break down complex info so they can make more informed decisions. An example could be how we use AI agents in the auto industry, helping consumers better understand terms and conditions before they buy a car, or even how they can have a better experience with services and maintenance for their vehicle. So that's one example.
You know, I think we would have conventional wisdom that would tell us that younger generations are more tech-savvy. Did your research uncover differences between the generations?
It did. And you're right. Your intuition is right. The younger consumers are especially excited about agents. Our survey found 70% of Gen Z say they'd use agents as a personal assistant. Depending on the categories, for example, the tastemakers who are looking for tailored experience, the majority were millennials and Gen Z, but 6 out of the 10 minimalists were Gen X and boomers looking to take tasks off their plate. I'm Gen X. When I took the quiz, it turned out I'm a smarty pants. So there are exceptions, but generally speaking, the enthusiasm, 7 out of 10, looking for agents comes from Gen Z.
Now, with these AI agents, as we're referring to them, becoming more and more common now, is this going to affect what the consumer is expecting in the future?
100%. AI agents are as transformative for consumers as they are for businesses. What's important is for businesses need to deliver for consumers. And these personas provide, I believe, a useful roadmap for brands as they develop their own agentic strategy. There's a rising expectation from consumers. They want fast, smart, personalized experiences. And there's no better technology in our lifetime than agentic AI to deliver to that promise.
Now, if we look ahead, say a year or maybe make it 2 years from now, how will these AI agents change the way that we're doing things on an everyday basis?
That's a great forward-looking question. I think in the next couple of years, everyone's going to have an AI agent, their own digital assistant helping them with everyday tasks, whether it's shopping or managing their health or their wealth, finding jobs, all these sorts of important life decisions you have to make. So from booking appointments, vacations, handling your shopping, I think it's going to be incredible. I think we're all going to have better experiences because of AI agents.
Well, Valla, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning and shed some light on what we might be able to expect from the AI world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.